The 63rd Utah Legislature officially convened Monday, with opening ceremonies in both the House of Representatives and the Senate.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands.
Leadership quickly set the tone for the 45 days of the legislative session in their opening speeches. Senate President Stuart Adams, a Republican who represents Layton, lauded Utah's economic growth over the past decade.
In fact, if it were a car race, no one would be in our rearview mirror. If it were a football or basketball game, it would be a blowout.
In the House of Representatives, Speaker of the House Brad Wilson from Kaysville shared similar sentiments as the Senate President. However, Wilson also issued a warning to fellow lawmakers referencing the effort to repeal tax reform crafted by the legislature during a special session in December.
Legislation by referendum, while part of the political process, can be divisive and at many times be short of facts. It has proven ruinous for many states that have turned down that path and turned away from the basic principles of a democratic republic.
More than 1,000 bills have already been requested, covering topics like abortion, education funding, rural economic development, air quality, and public lands management. The legislature will meet for 45 days and end on March 12th. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Tim Pierce for Utah Public Radio.